While elementary and high school students are waiting to find out just how long Governor Ducey will keep schools closed, college students across Arizona's three major state universities know they will not be returning to campus classes for the rest of the semester. In an email to the ASU community, President Michael Crow announced that in-person classes will be moved online wherever possible through the end of the spring semester. On top of this, all public events on campus not directly related to teaching and research are also suspended. That includes sports. I spoke with President Crow earlier this morning more about the decision and what it means for the university's more than 70,000 students.
For us, we decided to basically batten down the hatches and find a way that ASU could keep operating with our 4,600 faculty and thousands of support personnel, as well as our prep schools, our charter schools, our online high school, everything we've got. We decided to basically make certain that everything could keep going no matter what.
I mean, that's quite a heavy lift, right? This is an incredibly large institution. A lot of classes were not already online. How did you make this happen, or how are you still making it happen?
Well, we have fantastic faculty and staff. They're working the hardest I think they've ever worked in a distributed fashion, using every technological tool that we have, bringing on new technologies, new licenses, and we're up and running. We've got roughly 165,000 deeply technology-enhanced online learners working with our faculty all the way from kindergarten through graduate school.
So initially, when you made this announcement to move classes online, it was just for a few weeks, and then now you've extended it throughout the rest of the semester. Is that a point at which you will reevaluate, or is this something where we know there's an end date?
Well, I don't think anybody knows where this whole thing is headed. So what we're doing is we have found a way to operate the institution in this modality. And what we'll be doing is even expanding our capabilities, enhancing, for instance, our ability to do laboratory classes, science classes. We already have 20,000 online science majors. So we're taking some of the lessons that we learned there and now applying it to our digital preparatory academy. In fact, later today, we're announcing the launching of a thing called ASU for You, which will take every asset that we have all the way into the home. Moms and dads teaching their kids at home, teachers that are distributed, high school students, other learners that are out there, people whose colleges are disrupted at other places. We've got assets for every learner, and this will be launched later today, ASU for You.
What about classes that can't necessarily be easily replicated online, like art studios, research labs, things that sort of involve being in person?
You know, for some of those things, it's amazing how much can be done, at least for a while. And then eventually over time, you know, we'll figure out what we can do and what we can't do. I can't guarantee that we can do everything, far from it, but we can do many things. And so right now we're concentrating on that. We're confident that we can keep the learning process activated through whatever the pandemic might bring.
Did you feel it was your responsibility to lead in this, in the sense that, you know, you're running one of the largest institutions of higher learning in the country?
Absolutely. The last thing that we should be doing is hunkering down as if we're all paralyzed. We're not paralyzed. What we're doing is we're trying to limit the spread of a virus through basically keeping people separate from each other. Well, we ought to be able to carry on in the 21st century the learning process in a distributed fashion. And so what we're trying to do is step up and be of the greatest service we possibly can.
You haven't entirely closed campus. Housing is open for those who need it. Computer labs, libraries, food service, health clinics, obviously. Are there students left on campus at this point? Is it pretty empty around there?
We have 9,000 students, give or take, living in our residence halls. That's a fraction of what normally lives in the residence halls. But remember, these are adults, and this is where they live. We've taken food service to completely delivery-based. Campus doesn't have many students on it and doesn't have very many staff on it because most people are able to work in a distributed fashion. And so we're doing pretty well. Our technology investments, our learning platforms, our EdPlus at ASU unit that we have, our 300 companies, give or take, that we have supporting us from a learning technology perspective, they've really empowered us to be able to, you know, move our way through this storm and keep everything going.
How can you ensure the safety of those left on campus?
Well, we have people that have traveled in from places that were on the list of issues. They're in self-isolation. Mm-hmm. We've got people remaining socially distant from each other. I mean, the same question could be asked of anyone that lives in an apartment building or anywhere. We're limiting, there's no visitors into the residence halls. Now, you know, we're also, we've got labs that are working on solutions. We've got labs working on viral vaccine options. We've got labs working on advanced high-speed new ways of testing. We're going to be deploying a coronavirus robot-driven high-speed testing system on Monday for limited use. And so we've got a lot going on in that area also.
Yeah. Before I let you go, I want to ask you one question about ASU baseball, which was expecting to make the College World Series this year. I wonder what happens to those players who had such high hopes and who probably had scouts out from the MLB looking at them. Can you keep them in? Can they play another year?
I hope so. I mean, that's my hope, is that this can all be brought back together. I don't know how long the virus will last. Maybe we'll go to fall baseball. Maybe we'll do something else. I don't know. It all sort of depends. And so I think that what's going to happen is that rigid thinking is going to have to go away now, and flexible, creative, adaptive thinking is going to now become the thing that we need to do.
Last question for you, Dr. Crow. What kinds of long-term repercussions do you think there will be from this on the university? And will some of those be positive?
Lauren, I am an optimist on all things. And what I hope is that this pandemic is going to instruct us in all kinds of ways, how we need to be better prepared, perhaps, for things, how we need to think more globally, because this virus is the product of just, you know, a few people and a few interactions, and now it becomes a global thing, and it's quite amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, what I'm hopeful of is that we're going to come out of this stronger. I'm confident that we will. Better prepared. We're going to come out of this, I think, with ways to enhance learning across broader communities, ways to deal with disruptions and workers and enhancements and, you know, speeding up discoveries, all these things. So I'm an optimist and believe that we will be stronger for this.
All right. ASU President Michael Crow, thank you so much for the time this morning.
All right. Thank you, Lauren.